This is Saturday, April 6th. How central to the ministry of Jesus do you think forgiveness is? And have you learned this way of forgiveness from Jesus? Now, as we've been looking at the benefits of the resurrection this week, we look at this last one that is in the text. With Jesus, a new way of relating has come into our world, one in which healing between human beings and God, and also between human beings, can happen. Here is how we see this appearing in the ministry of Jesus. First, in Jesus' Sermon on the Mount, in his teaching on prayer, Jesus said, "For if you forgive others their trespasses, your Father will also forgive you. But if you do not forgive others their trespasses, neither will your Father forgive your trespasses." That's Matthew chapter 6, verse 14 to 15. Now first, we notice that forgiveness must be important to Jesus and his ministry because he teaches his disciples so often about this. And actually here, this appears at the ending of his teaching on prayer, the Lord's Prayer. Now we need to be careful here. This sounds like God gives us a conditional forgiveness. He won't forgive us unless we forgive others. We could read it that way. But this is not what this means. Jesus is talking about the way we share the forgiveness that we have already received. Jesus tells an extraordinary parable about this forgiveness. It's about a master who forgives a servant a debt that he could never repay, only to find that the servant could not forgive a trifling amount that is owed to him. In the end of the parable, Jesus says this, "Then his master summoned him and said, 'You wicked servant, I forgave you all that debt because you pleaded with me. And should not you have had mercy on your fellow servant as I had mercy on you?'" That's Matthew 18, 32 to 33. Again, here is the shock of unforgiveness of the one who has been forgiven much. I want us to see one other scene before we see what Jesus does at the resurrection. This is Luke chapter 17, verse 3 to 5. Jesus says, "If your brother sins, rebuke him, and if he repents, forgive him. And if he sins against you seven times in a day, and turns to you seven times saying, 'I repent,' you must forgive him." The apostle said to the Lord, "Increase our faith." Now I share this because of the disciples' response to Jesus. How are we going to forgive someone seven times in a day? They know they can't do it. And that's why they tell Jesus. They say, "Increase our faith. You have to give us a greater faith, Lord." Now let's go back to what Jesus tells them at the resurrection. This is John chapter 20, verse 21 to 23. "Jesus said to them, 'Peace be with you. As the Father has sent me, even so I am sending you.' And when he had said this, he breathed on them and said to them, 'Receive the Holy Spirit. If you forgive the sins of any, they are forgiven. If you withhold forgiveness from any, it is withheld.'" At the resurrection, Jesus does more than tell them to forgive. You could say he puts them in the forgiveness business. Why does Jesus do this, and what does it mean? First, Jesus does this because this is his ministry. He came to bring about the forgiveness of sin. He is sending them into the world with the message of forgiveness. He's not giving them the power to forgive as God does, but instead the mission of bringing the forgiveness that he has extended to them. For Jesus to command this, he must have done what is needed for there to be forgiveness. And yes, Jesus did that at the cross. It is this that Jesus announced when he said, "It is finished." And this is the message that the disciples are not able to share apart from the work of the Spirit and apart from receiving that forgiveness themselves. As the Apostle Paul explained, however, this ministry was given to the apostles by Jesus, and it's also been given to us. This is what we're told. "All this is from God, who through Christ reconciled us to himself and gave us the ministry of reconciliation. That is, in Christ, God was reconciling the world to himself, not counting their trespasses against them, and entrusting to us the message of reconciliation. Therefore, we are ambassadors for Christ, God making his appeal through us. That's 2 Corinthians 5, verse 18 to 20. Yes, God plans to make his appeal to people for forgiveness, reconciliation, through you. He has given this ministry to you. This is only possible because in Christ, God does not count the sins of people against them. They were counted against Jesus. This is incredibly good news for all of us, but it's also our mission, our calling. In completing his ministry at the cross, he has now called upon us to share this grace with the world. He calls us his ambassadors. Ambassadors are those who step between those of one party to those of another, and to make a connection. You see, God is now making his appeal through you. I think Jesus speaks to his disciples, giving them the power of forgiveness, because that is functionally how it works for us. As we extend forgiveness, we are inviting people to come to Jesus, to receive this grace, and to rest in his cross. And so even as we think about the community and how the power of the community of Jesus spreads into the world, it is as we carry the message of reconciliation. We discover that we are forgiven by God because of Jesus, and we forgive those who are around us. We do this by faith that has been given to us by Christ. And so I would say, Happy Easter. Christ is risen. He is risen indeed. Let's pray. Holy and loving Father, we marvel that you would work through us to be bearers of your forgiveness and your love. Teach us how to rely on your Spirit to share your grace with the world. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen.